Governor Ned Lamont declined to offer his commitment to the Transportation and Climate Initiative proposal that would have Connecticut and 11 other states use higher gas prices to fund cleaner transportation. Asked about the proposal following the December 18th Bond Commission meeting, Governor Lamont said, quote, "We are watching that," end quote. So the plan says that if the region wants to reduce emissions by 25% over 10 years, it will likely have to inflate the cost of gas by as much as 17 cents per gallon. That's already on top of the two gas taxes that we currently have. The increase in gas price is the result of charging fuel and oil distributors for violations of new carbon emission limits in the member states. The timing of the proposal, though, is not ideal for Lamont, increasing gas taxes at the same time as he's trying to get the legislature to approve trucks-only tolling could prove difficult for the Connecticut governor. And I say trucks-only tolling kind of tongue-in-cheek because we know that that's just a facade until he implements all motor vehicles. Finds out, you know, that the litigation going on in Rhode Island. And, well, you know, we already have the gantries up. We found out we can't do trucks only. Well, look, the gantries are already up. We're going to have to toll all motor vehicles. So, I mean, it's just a little smoke and mirrors. So what I want to do, Brad, is bring on our first guest. He is a former colleague of mine and all around. Let me tell you, smart guy, knows his numbers. One of the smartest guys up there, if you ask me.
You bet he is.
And his name, we've had him on.
A couple of times.
Oh, yeah, a few times.
Yep.
State Representative Chris Davis. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Gary and Brad. Great to be with you again.
It's our pleasure. It really is. So when you hear about a regional gas tax already on top of the two taxes that we already have, and not to mention the fact that the governor is fighting tooth and nail to get these tolls on our highways, what comes to mind?
Well, it's certainly a scary proposition that we would even be considering raising gasoline taxes at the same exact time that the governor is trying to impose tolls on the people of Connecticut. So, you know, to add to the cost of transportation for middle class and working class families to benefit those who can afford electric vehicles like this tax would do, I think is the wrong direction for Connecticut, because the money raised by this regional tax would be used to build out the infrastructure for electric vehicles and then also, you know, pump money into mass transit. And quite frankly, you know, I support expansion of electric vehicles. I think they truly are the future. But going about it this way, I think, is not the way to do it. And to keep forcing tax increases onto the people of Connecticut is not the way that we should be moving forward.
So we're hearing that Governor Ned Lamont actually agrees with that to some extent, maybe not word for word, but we know that this was being introduced by the governor of Massachusetts, but the governor of Connecticut is not necessarily on board. Is that shocking to you? Is that a relief to you? And just because he's not on board, does that mean that Connecticut will not take part in this?
Well, I mean, he might be indicating that he's not on board today. As we know, his mind changes quite often, especially when it comes to transportation-related issues. So right now, they're in deep debate about whether or not they want to put their political lives on the line and vote for tolls in a very suspicious way that would now apparently would only be limited to the very biggest of tractor trailer trucks, which I'm not an attorney, but I would think that would even cause even more legal issues potentially for them.
That's not even cost effective
vehicle, but I would think that I wouldn't count on him saying he's not comfortable at this time going forward with that, or whatever his terminology was, meaning that he wouldn't look to do it again in the future.
Yeah, and just taxing large or oversized tractor trailer truck, I mean, that's not even It's not even economical. What's the word I'm looking for? It's not cost effective. That's what I'm looking for. It's not a cost effective these gantries and just tax tractor trailer trucks. It's you know it as well as I do.
I can't believe they're going to do it.
Well, yeah, and what is actually kind of scary, if you saw any of the coverage of the press conferences afterward or read about them in today's paper, it's they're saying, well, what's holding things up is that we're not sure how we want to structure this transportation oversight board, if we want to give them the authority to raise the toll rates, if we don't want to give them the authority to do that, give them the authority to figure out what projects get done and how many gantries get done. And the idea that they would even still be talking about giving to some bureaucratic board that has no responsibility to the people of Connecticut the ability to raise these toll rates and taxes on people, essentially, it's just absurd. And it sounds like that's the direction that they want to head in, so that they never have to take responsibility for what comes next, which we all know is an expansion of the tolls onto not only every other truck, which is what they originally wanted just a couple of days ago, but on every single car in the future.
So there was a caucus yesterday, I'm sure you're familiar with, the Democrats caucus. I don't know if it was just the Senate Democrats or the House and Senate Democrats.
I think it was both of them.
Yeah, and they're saying now they have the votes on either side, on both sides. And we also had Senate Minority Leader Len Fasano on yesterday, and what he offered a prediction. He said, all right, so they have the votes in the House. He predicts a split in the Senate, and that it'll be Lieutenant Governor Susan Bisewitz that will break the tie, so kind of provide cover for some senators who are concerned about, you know, you vote for tolls, you lose at the polls later on this year, for some Democrats in some swing towns. And that made perfect sense. But here's the thing, is that nobody still, well, of course, there's been no language that has been drafted for this bill. Will the outcome of yesterday's caucus provide language for this transportation bill? And if so, do you believe that the Republicans will have an opportunity to review the language before it's voted on?
Well, I think that might be one of the very reasons why they want to desperately try to get it done in the next 3 weeks before we go into legislative session, because if they can force it through during a special session, they can kind of do it in the cloak of darkness. There's no requirements for public hearings. There's no requirements for any input from anyone other than the legislators themselves and the administration if they go that route through a special session. However, if they have to do it during the regular session, then the regular
rules apply,
in most cases. So they very much want to avoid having a scenario where they actually have to have the public weigh in on this, I believe.
But you know,
that might be one of the reasons why they're pushing for this so hard.
And that's a great point, Chris. You know as well as I do, though, that just because you are in a legislative session doesn't necessarily mean that a bill that's going to be voted on in both chambers has had a hearing. We've both been witness where we're scratching our heads going, where the heck did this bill come from? Where was the, I don't remember a public hearing for this. So even if it does wait until the legislative session, doesn't necessarily, now I know it's a contentious bill and there's a lot of controversy around it, but it's also an election year, and that's got to get factored into the equation as well, as far as whether it gets brought up in the regular legislative session this year.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think that's they want to try to get it done as quickly as possible, so that the hope is that people forget about it. And even the quotes in the article today from House Majority Leader Ritter, you know, he basically said that. He said, yeah, we want to get it over with so that we can start talking about climate change, abortion, and gun control, because that's what people really care about. And quite frankly, I mean, when I'm talking to my constituents, it's those three issues are definitely very far down on the list usually when it comes to their major concern. They're concerned about is whether they're going to keep their job, whether they can afford to live here in Connecticut, whether they can afford to retire here, whether they can afford to educate their kids here. Those are their top priorities, if they can afford their health care. And when you talk about adding taxes like tolls, raising gas taxes, those are going to force those people to make those decisions, move out of state, as we've seen yet again, Connecticut being one of the highest exodus states in the country last year.
No, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. So going
a home run.
Going forward, are you predicting, or do you foresee a vote on tolls, if not next week, the following week, or maybe put it this way, before the 2020 legislative session begins in February?
I think at this point it would be very difficult for them to be able to get what's necessary to get that bill together. I think part of the thought was after yesterday's caucuses that they would have a clear indication of what direction they're going in. From all indications, that's not the case. It was kind of confusing on their response coming out of those meetings, is, you know, they didn't clearly have a consensus. Even the Senate majority leaders and president said we have a contingent consensus, which is the first time I've ever heard of anything quite like that, where they think they have 18 votes. They don't think they have enough votes to kill it completely, which would be 5 votes being lost on the Democratic side. So I really don't know, because there's no plan on paper. We have no idea what direction they're going to go in, and every single day it seems like it's changing. So the likelihood of them being able to put that together seems slim, but, you know, they are the ones in power. They have a huge majority, and they might be able to pull it off and push it through before the legislature really gets a chance to take a look at it during regular session.
Now, what, you need 48 hours notice before a special session can be called, right?
I don't recall what the exact number of hours is, but we'd have to call us back in order to take that up. So there would be a few minutes of heads up, but as you know, Gary, that doesn't mean we're going to get the bill 48 hours ahead of time.
Right, no, exactly.
Just minutes before, like we just had in the last special session, dealing with the restaurant wage issue and the hospital settlement deal.
I just remember, my mind always goes back to 2015 and even some of 2017, where the budget bill, we were getting ready to vote on the bill, and we just got it like 12 hours before we were going to vote on it. And we're all like, here, you take 50 pages, you take 50 pages, you take 50 pages, we'll all get together and we'll share notes. Because there's no way impossible to read this entire 1,400 page document individually, so we were divvying it up. I think that was 2015, but Chris, you are always a fantastic guest. We really appreciate it, and keep us posted. I mean, if you can, as far as if you're hearing any rumblings at the Capitol when it comes to special session regarding the transportation plan. In the meantime, let's just hope that the governor sticks to his word this time, and that he is not for this regional gas tax.
You know, Chris, when you come on, there's a certain feeling, and I'm speaking for myself here, and I know that the man who makes it happen, who is with us, I think that the people are just going to fight it, and I'm not saying that they're going to be able to get this through.
Well, I hopefully agree with you. I think the public have made it very clear that they don't want tolling and they don't want this regional gas tax. But that hasn't stopped the Democrats from doing whatever they want, despite what the people of Connecticut actually truly want.
No, they're not doing the will of the people. There's an agenda there that they want to push through, and that's pretty evident. Thanks again, Chris. Best of luck. And are you running again in 2020?
I haven't fully decided yet, but we'll see. I'll make that decision in the next couple weeks.
All right. Well, good luck. We hope you do. You're an asset to the House Republicans. Thanks again for being with us.